From the KTOA newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. A 60-year-old Juneau woman came home Tuesday night to find her door forced open, according to a Juneau Police Department news release. According to police, she chased two men out of her home and then continued after them, giving police updates on their location until their arrest. Joseph C. Tong, 48, and Derek H. Goodman, 43, are each charged with one count of first-degree burglary, a Class B felony. Juneau Police spokesman Lieutenant David Campbell says the men had forced her locked door open. The door appeared to be the only point of entry. According to the release, the homeowner discovered the two men about 7:13 p.m. in her home in the 3200 block of Breezy Street. The woman reported that the men got into a green van and left. Police say she continued after them and gave updates on their position. Campbell says about 7:21 p.m., a police officer stopped the van and the victim positively identified Tong and Goodman. Two other men in the van were identified, interviewed, and released. Tong and Goodman are being held at Lemon Creek Correctional Center. Campbell says, while at first, nothing seemed to be taken, the woman said some jewelry might have been missing. An investigation is ongoing. Juneau residents will have a rare opportunity this week to sound off over trash service. The company that runs curbside pickup has been acquired by Waste Connections, a Canada-based business with customers in 39 states and 5 provinces. But the new company still needs approval from the Regulatory Commission of Alaska to take over trash service in Juneau. Grace Salazar heads the RCA's Consumer Protection Office in Anchorage, which is holding the hearing in Juneau.
This is an opportunity for consumers to bring any concerns they might have before the RCA commissioners at this hearing on Thursday, May 25th.
City Manager's Office wrote a letter in March outlining its concerns about trash pickup and requesting the State Commission consider ceding more local control over community trash service. Michelle Elfers runs the city's recycling program. She says this hearing will be an opportunity for people with concerns or questions about where their waste goes to be heard from the company and state authorities.
I think this hearing is at a point in time where the company is really going to be listening to the community. They will be in the same room, look face-to-face. People recognize that we're a community with concerns and needs. So I think that it's an important time to make comment, and it potentially could be more powerful.
The public hearing will be held from 5:30 to 7 p.m. this Thursday in the Assembly Chambers. The Office of Special Prosecutions now has the case in which a state senator is accused of slapping an Alaska Dispatch news reporter in the state capitol. This follows the Juneau Police Department wrapping its investigation into what Lieutenant David Campbell characterized as a case of harassment. Andrew Peterson heads the Office of Special Prosecutions and confirmed Tuesday it had received the case but wouldn't elaborate. Peterson says he cannot comment on ongoing cases. It's up to his office to decide whether to prosecute. And a quick look at weather. It's 51 degrees and overcast at Juneau International Airport right now. Weather tonight, 20% chance of rain after 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 43.